Welcome back, everybody. Tevin Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chesem and Aleph 8a, and we are at the very bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We just brought up this option, or we mentioned the fact that we don't have sukkos that are circles, because that would not be a diras keva. So now this is going to lead us into a major discussion about what a sukkah, which is a circle, would look like. How big does it have to be? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan says, sukkah has suya kekivshan, that a sukkah that's made round like an oven, so that's just another way of saying round, if there's enough space in its circumference to go and seat 24 people, meaning 24 people could sit next to each other inside its perimeter, share, then it's going to be kasher v'imlav psua, but if not, then it's going to be puzzle. So we're going to spend the rest of the amud trying to figure out how we calculate how big of a sukkah this needs to be in order to fit 24 people. So comes the Gemara and says, come on, who would this be like? Answers the Gemara, it would be like Rebbe. So we've had a few different shittos as to how big a sukkah has to be. We had Beis Shammai that says it needs to be 7x7 tefachim, Beis Hillel that says it needs to be 6x6 tefachim, and we had Rebbe that says it needs to be 4x4 amos. So this would clearly be going within that shittah because this is a tremendous size for a sukkah. Damar kol sukkah shein ba'arba amos, ha'arba amos psula, who says that any sukkah that's not 4x4 amos is going to be possible. Michti. Now let us see. Gavrabam, so Yosef, so one person we assume occupies the space of one amma. Therefore, that means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the sukkah must have a circumference of 24 amos. So kol sheyesh be'akefo shloshet tefachim yesh bo ruchav tefach. And it is known that anytime we have any sort of circular object where the circumference is 3 tefachim, the diameter is going to be 1 tefach. So according to this then, what Rebbe said, that there's 4x4 amos, it should suffice that you should just have 12 people, because this is what we know as pi. Pi, the Gemara is assuming, is not 3.14, it's really just 3, the Gemara is assuming. For right now, bigger discussion, not for us right now, how exactly. Get to that and whatever it may be. So if it's going to be 4x4 tefachim multiplied by 3, so it should have a capacity to go and seat 12 people instead of 24. So how could this be the sheet of Rebbe? So answer the Gemara, no, hani mili v'igula. Rather, this formula of the perimeter being 3 times the width is only true of a circle. Aval biribua bayatve. But when it comes to a square, then we would need more. Meaning the perimeter of a square is more than 3 times its width. This whole pi thing only applies to a circle. And since a round sukkah circumference must equal the perimeter of a square sukkah measuring 4 amos wide, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan is correct saying that it needs to be more than 12 amos. Meaning this 12 number that we got for Rebbe would be true if we're talking about a square, but we're not talking about a square because Rebbe's measurements were for a square, so that would mean for a circle it would need to be bigger. So comes the Gemara and says, still, that doesn't help us with the fact that we're saying we need a 24 amos circumference, because mythically, let us see, kama meruba yoser al eagle. So how much greater is the perimeter of a square than the circumference of a circle? So revia, it seems to be 1/4. Bishistar sagi. So if that's the case, then a circumference of 16 amos should suffice, because if you look at these pictures in the Gemara, actually, so if you put a square outside of a circle, so the areas outside of the circle that will go and fill in the square is about 1.4 amos. And since it would be 1.4, so you multiply that by 4, so that would come out basically to teach us it would be a 16 amma circumference for a circular sukkah, which is different still than the 24. So in Sigmarno Hani Mili, this whole thing that we said that a 16 amma is going to be good, be'igol denafik migol riba. That's for a circle which is inscribed within a square. So now look at these two pictures in the Gemara. So you're right, 16 amma circumference would be for the first picture where the circle is inside of the square. However, if we have but if we have a square which is inside the circle, then the circle is going to be bigger. Mishum morsha tekarta, because of the protrusion of the corners of where the circle has to have the corners of the square inside of it, so it's going to be a bigger circumference for the circle. So you're right, the 16 amma perimeter, that would be for the circle within the square, but we're talking about a situation where we have the square within the circle. So now still, michti, let us see, kol amsa beribua, every amma of the side of the square, amsa utre chumsha ba'auch sona, makes for an amma and 2/5 in the diagonal of that square, b'shivsar niche chumshe sagya. So if that's the case, then a circumference of 17 amos minus 1/5, meaning 16 and 4/5 of the circumference should be enough. So again, how could we possibly say that Rabbi Yochanan says that you need 24 amos in circumference if we can show from the math that much less than that would be enough? So answer Gemara, lo dak, rather he was not being so precise. You're right, 24, 16, and 4/5, not that big of a difference. He was just giving a guess. It says Gemara, though, emo damrinan lo dak, when we could say that there's an estimate porta, that's for a small amount, something that's not material. But tuva miyamrinan lo dak, when we have such a major discrepancy, could we possibly say, oh, it was just a rounding? That doesn't make any sense. Answer Gemara, no, amarle, markashisha, breder of chisul ravashi, misavar gavra bam, so Yosef. So now we're going to have to go back and question the initial assumption. We were assuming that a person occupies the space of an amma. Is that really true? But talsa gavre betray amsa yasve. So that would be true if everyone's just kind of lounging and spreading out. But what we could say is if people are really packed in there, we could say that three people occupy the space of two amos. That means that one person is the space of two-thirds of an amma. So now what would that come out to? So kama havaluhu, so how much would that come out to? Shisar, that would come to 16. Anan shivsar nechei chum shabinim. But we just said that we require 16 and 4/5. So we would be going less. So answer the Gemara, lo dak. So you're right. This is close enough. We were just guessing and it was just an approximate number. But comes the Gemara and says, no, because emor damrinan lo dak lechumra lekula miyamrinan lo dak. So when you want to say that we were close, you can't say that we were close and then go below the number, because then let's say you actually do round and end up with a sukkah that's 16 amos in circumference, that's going to be no good because that's short of the 16 and 4/5 amma that's actually needed. So answers the Gemara, no, Amar Ravasi, Ravashi, Yolam Gamvra, Ba'amsa Yosef. Really, let's assume that one person does equal the space of an amma. Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Gavri, Lo Kachashiv. But Rabbi Yochanan did not go with the space occupied by the people as being inside the sukkah. Rather, he was really talking about a situation where the 24 people were outside of the sukkah. Meaning, so as opposed to it being a 24 amma circumference within the sukkah, really it was 24 people outside of the sukkah, which would then make it that it was only an 18 amma circumference, and therefore the diameter is 6, and that's really what he was referring to. So this smaller sukkah now has a diameter of 6 amos, and now kama havaluhu, and how many amos of circumference would it be? It would be 6 times 3, because pi again is 3, so that would be tamnei shri, that would be 18, b'shivsar nechechum shesagya, but it suffices to just have 16 and 4/5. So that's what we're talking about. So answer the Gemara, hainu lo dak, and this is what we were talking about when we said that he wasn't so careful, meaning that's just an approximate, that's what it's referring to, l'chumra lo dak, and here we're talking about a stringency, so that's why it's okay to say that we were just guessing. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's the one who said that there need to be 24 people, and we said 24, that's 24 amos, that's way bigger than the actual 16 and 4/5 amos that's needed. That's too big to be an approximation, so rather we explained, really it's 18, and that's close enough to be considered an approximate. It's also above the amount, so even if you're guesstimating in that situation, that's going to be okay, because then you're not going to be short. This is Daf Chesed Aleph. I know a little complicated. Hang in there, let's keep pushing through. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.